stay up. Patrick, please stay up. You can go if you want. You want to bail? Jessica, you got us for a little while? Just for a little while. We'll let them dismiss. I really do like to teach on Wednesday nights. And Brother Cron said, the schedule said for you to preach. And I said, Brother Cron, I don't know if I could preach. And he said, preach. It says preach. And I said, so we're going to treach if we can. Amen. I am excited to be here. And thank you all for coming tonight. Best of condolences to everyone that is here for all the things you've been going through in life. But I'd like us to put all that back tonight just for a little while. Can you say amen? Just for a little while. Sometimes we hang on to things too long and we forget where we're at. And got to speak, if those of you were here, well, the last few Sundays, in youth particularly, when we're speaking about spiritual warfare. Okay? And I have a mentor here in the church, and he has always asked me, because he's a music man, to try to bring song in my message, and I never can, because when I feel the Holy Ghost, I can't sing anyway, much less under the anointing. I just start crying. But as I was, you remember the last time I got to speak, I told you guys, all groups that fight, all groups that play hard, all groups that are tough, have a battle song. All of them. All of them, baseball teams, football teams, soccer teams, everything. You probably were involved in some event in school, if it was okay when you went to church back then, to be in sports, since I'm talking to the adult group, enter now, and you have a marching song, a battle cry. And when you hear it, you know what it means. Anybody remember being a cheerleader that might have got converted? Just a way. Remember when you were cheerleading and it took forever to get everybody to get with the battle cry? Sometimes it's like that when you're in a fight. Sometimes when you're in a fight, when we don't want to talk too much about fights because we're in church, but we're going to talk about battles. But sometimes when you're in a fight and you just got to get with it sometimes. You get knocked down once, it don't do it. You get knocked down twice, it don't do it. You get knocked down. About the third or fourth time, you say, hey, wait, that's enough of this, me getting knocked down. I'm about to knock you down. You ever been there? And something always clicks in your mind that sets that off. I want to share some battle cry with y'all, just like I would if in the youth, but it wouldn't be the same song selection. I told Brother Crown, I said, I got my notes, but I don't have my zing. And God gave me my zing yesterday. When we fight, we get dirty. I'm giving y'all a chance to rest. When we fight, we get dirty. Anybody ever fought lately? Okay, just fought. Well, I don't know what you've been fighting with. You don't have. You might be fighting your husband or your wife. I don't know what you've been fighting with. But if you had a physical fight, there's a good chance you're going to get dirty. If it's a real good fight, you're going to get bloody. Might be your blood. Might be their blood. And when we battle, our equipment's really, really important. Some of us don't have high-end equipment. Did y'all notice some of y'all's fighting equipment ain't so high-end as other people's high-end equipment is? Y'all with me? Stay with me. I'm teaching tonight. Maybe your armor now is galvanized tin. When you used to have some real armor back in the day and you decided you ain't going to fight and live for God no more, you traded in your real high-dollar armor and wound up with some tin. Anybody ever felt like that? Boy, I used to worship God. I used to praise God. I used to run them miles. That's when you had your Nikes on. Now you find something at the thrift store and you bring it to church and it's used and wore out. How many of y'all like your power clothes? Boy, when I go to church with these clothes on, I can worship. Same thing. We do the same thing. How many of y'all remember being little kids and you was a cowboy and an Indian? And little Ian's, he works on me every time I see him because I was a dressed-up kid, too. But it was nothing like when you put the cowboy hat on and put the guns on, and we had them little red caps with a little powder in it and went pat, pat, pat. Well, we were knocking them down. If you was an Indian and your mama let you take the suction cup off of your bow and arrow and you aimed it at somebody. You remember that? You was Indian. You could talk Indian. Ooh, 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 ooh. It was on. It's because you were dressed and you put on that garment. We talk about putting on a garment of praise when we come to church a lot. Amen. But your war garment's very important too. I don't know what your favorite outfit is. I got mine. I don't have it on tonight. When I got a white shirt on, look out. That's one piece. I like my white shirts today. I didn't have a pretty white shirt, so I don't have a white shirt on. So I went light blue because I let Mariah dress me. As I relax you guys, what do you wash your armor with? Mine's the washing of the water of the word. That's what scripture teaches. Amen? But I got a chance to rinse mine off with my tears last night in prayer. Sometimes we wash real good, but we don't rinse at all. I don't know the last time I heard me cry like I cried last night, and if it wouldn't have been for the pollen count, I think I could have prayed through. I told Brother Crown I got tired of coming and getting napkins. I did like a sister and just took the whole box. But it was time to rinse, amen? And I rinsed my equipment off, mainly because I knew I had to teach tonight, but I had enough dirt on it, it was kind of pitiful to show it off. But if you would, now that y'all rested behind me, I would like you guys to come up. Anybody that wants to come up, if you want a change in your life, come up. How many of y'all enjoyed Brother Fells and Brother Chris Sunday? Sunday was fantastic. Amen. Come on up. We're not going to touch each other. Let me get that. I'm looking around now. I was waiting to see it settle down. I see nobody in here that should not be up here because everybody's been here at least once. Mike, you've been here, what, three times? Three, four times, you go, just going to be different, but it's going to be good. I don't know of any other church that's doing this tonight. Y'all relax, kind of come in a little bit closer. We're about to fight. How many of y'all seen the football teams and you basketball teams and all? They get real close in the huddle and when they're getting ready. Now, they didn't already warmed up some, but we warmed up some too. Come on in a little closer. Y'all out on the wing side, come on in the center. Come on, Sister Harper, I'm going to need to hear your voice. Brother Larry, I know you know these songs. Come on up in here. You and Sister Debbie, y'all come on in here. Come on, come on, come on. Sister Casey, I need to hear you. We're going to sing. We're going to sing. We're going to sing around the campfire. Come on. We're going to sing. I know you know the words. I was hoping you'd get in the front. We're just going to do quick melodies, but these are my favorite songs. And I want you to sing them with me to help me fight tonight. And if it's your favorite song, it's all right. Okay, but we're just going to sing pieces. Ready? Old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that.
It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. Well, give me that old-time religion. Talking about that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
If you get it under your collar, you will surely scream and holler. Doesn't even cost a dollar.
And it's good enough for me.
Well, give me that old-time religion.
I'm talking about that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Yes, hallelujah. Don't lose the mic, bro. How many of y'all remember that battle song? Keep the mic. I got class. You keep the mic. How many of y'all remember that battle song when you were little? When I got the Holy Ghost, that was a big time song still. Because all my mentors, all my moms and dad, and the Holy Ghost used to sing that song. And when they sang that song, ooh, the devils had to get out of the church. They didn't have all the music either. And I only been having the Holy Ghost for 25 years. And this is what I would say. Help me, Brother Click. I don't know what you came to do, but But I came
to praise the Lord. Well,
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
Well,
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Well,
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
That one made me smile real good when I sang that one today. Sometimes you got to go back, way back, to get the victory. How many of y'all like looking at your old photo albums? Not in your phone, but you get the book out with the binder and the yellow papers in it. You go, wait, whoa, look at me. That's when I had it going on. I had all my hair up front. Mine's starting to fall out. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it goes way back. But I can look back, man, that's what I got. That's when, that was the good days there. That's the kind of songs I sang. And my old-time favorite, When in Doubt. Remember this one when you was a little girl? I know you know this one. Praise Him. As you return to your seat, keep your battle cry. Always keep your battle cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may return to your seats. Hopefully that alone inspires you enough when you go home, you get out a cassette tape, find your song. How did that song used to go? Just when you need it, you'll remember it because that's the song you sang when you got it, amen? Tonight, I think my title's probably adequate for a battle, but I want to read my scriptures first. They found the book of Mark 16. In 16, was first verse. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be darned. Can't say the other word all the time, but it's a bad word. Why you want to open up with that one, Brother Keith? Because at times, what we're going to talk about in the battle, that's what we're here for. We're here to win people to the Lord, period. Is easy. As a group, that's what we're here to get people baptized in Jesus' name and get them filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence, speaking in other tongues of the Spirit, giving to others, and show them how to live overcoming life. Fair? I like my group tonight. I don't feel too restricted. Fair? Is that fair? I mean, some of you are going to go and live on, and you're going to teach and preach and sing and lead services. And you younger ones, some of you older ones are going to go on out of here leaving an example as a monarch. Man, they live for God the whole time, one way. Jesus' name, baptism, one God, speaking in tongues, and you're going to make it all the way for the next person in line. Amen? Real easy scripture. Battle scripture, however, kicks in at 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. That's fighting words right there to the enemy. That's fighting words. Big time fighting words to the enemy. Amen. I was just trained recently. Brother Jarrett was sharing some training last night with us at prayer. And I was just involved in a training class, and it was fantastic. And some of the training that I have now makes me think on my job really quick. And it was related to violence in the workplace. When you think of violence in the Holy Ghost, when you think of violence in your home, if you think of violence in the workplace, it's all similar. Because most of the violence that really get us are the quick ones. It's not when somebody passes away that we've been expecting them to pass away. Even though it hurts and it's horrible and it's like, oh, I can't believe it came. Well, but you knew it was coming. How would you like to go to the doctor today and find out you got a few weeks to live? Whoa. How about if you woke up tonight and your kid was gone in the middle of the night? We're going to run away from home. Because we're all planning on them getting married happily ever after and the life with their grandkids and all. But what if they just bolted? I know a man, and some of you may remember him. I better not say his name. His wife's daughter is missing and has been missing forever. Church people. And she didn't kind of disappear real slowly. One day she's here, one day she's not. Bam. If somebody does you wrong, says something to you wrong, in a period of time, you know, some people just kind of rub us raw. Amen? Fair? But what about when they finally just, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now you got to think quick now. Should I hit them back? Should I run and hide? Should I just run and keep running? What should I do? Because everybody reacts different. How many of y'all been popped upside the head like that in life? Huh? I mean, it's just like, wait, I didn't wake up this morning for that. I almost got in a wreck the other day going to work. I told Sister Esther I had enough time to see it coming that I popped the clutch on my truck and got my truck out of the way as the lady went by on her brakes. And I thought when she stopped in the middle of the intersection, I was going to see something like on YouTube and see this woman get killed. I didn't wake up. I wasn't two blocks from the house. I wasn't even up good and warmed up, Brother Kevin. Right there by the McDonald's at the one with the camera. Lady just stopped right there. I'm like, oh my, could have been me. That close. How we react? Everybody reacts different. Some of us run. If a boogeyman came, how many of y'all like to watch these videos where people get tricked, punked, and it's Halloween, and there's a jack-o'-lantern dude sitting on the porch, and it looks stuffed and dead, and somebody walks by and goes, and the jack-o'-lantern jumps up, ah, and the jack-o'-lantern gets knocked out. Wait. And you always want to say, boy, if you do it, that would be me right there. That's me. And they show you, and you go, ow! And you're the other person that's gone. And some of us just freeze. They can't see me. They can't see me. We all react differently instantly. The ones that we get prepared for are the ones we think about the most, but it's those instant ones I want to talk to you about tonight. Because it's all right to run, amen? Who's your favorite runner in the Bible? Anybody? She can say, it's my class, this is how I teach on Wednesdays. Please, hopefully you're going to remember something. Elijah's one of my favorite runners. Bible says Elijah took off so fast, he beat Bolt out of the start. Blew the Jamaican away back there, brother. Left Coco Puff in the dust. The Jamaican Bolt could not handle Elijah. Then he passed the little Nigerian Olympic team barefooted. He was moving. Dude was in a dress and some sandals. He finally passed up the horse, the Bible says, when he ran. In a chariot. Now that's some running right there. I used to be fast, but I think if somebody was coming after me and going to hurt me really, really bad and I was scared, some fast would come out. Anybody feel that way? Might not be looking good when I'm moving, but boy, I'll be getting out of there if I just had to run. Elijah ran, and the Bible teaches us he went to find a place by a brook, and God fed him. It's all right to run, amen? He was afraid of Jezebel. He was one of my favorite runners when I was studying for this. When Joseph ran from Potiphar's wife, the Bible says he left his clothes behind him. He was there. They had evidence. It was his. How many of y'all had to run like that? A lot of times situations, you know, and I don't want to, you don't have to be sexual. This one was kind of a little on the heat of the moment. He could have. Maybe nobody would have even found out for a while. But when it done his darkness, he'll come out to light anyway. He knew that. We know that. Is that all right tonight? We know that. Y'all are grown people. We know where sooner or later it'll catch up to us. He decided not to wait for it to catch up with him. He got out of there. They put him in jail for it. In time, God lifted that man up to be one of the greatest men in the world. And he ran. I don't know what all the consequences are, but in the training that I went through, you know, most people that, and I don't like mixing it with church too much. Y'all be, is it all right if I go PG-13? Yes? I don't want to be too graphic because it's horrible because I don't like what I'm talking about really personally. I have trouble with it. But the people that are massacred in our country, the kid in Virginia Tech was one of the guys. There was the people in Orlando. You know those high number murders like that? 70% of them take place in less than 5 minutes. All that bloodshed, all that death. It happens in less than 5 minutes. And what we were taught, Brother Dean, maybe you noticed it already, if that was going to happen and you're in it, guess who's not going to be there? The police. They can't respond that fast. When things happen to us in the Holy Ghost, when things just happen to us, just it's too late to call mama. It's too late to call daddy. It's too late to call honey. It's too late to call boo. Nobody's going to be there. It's going to happen to you so fast, you're on your own. And if you take off running, the livelihood is what really counts. Your livelihood is what really counts, people. It's all right to be rough and tough because there's a place for that. But in order to save lives, you know, in this walk we have in this kingdom of God that we love to be in, lives are really important. That's what we're here about. We're all about lives. We're all about souls. We're all about people making it. If you have to run to make it, run. Run. If you feel like running, run. Run fast. They taught us don't look down, don't look around, don't see who might have got hit. Run. Don't pick up the one, help, help. That's not running mode to save your life. Running mode to save your life is like, somebody's coming, but it's not me. I'll call. Brother Keith, no. When you got to run to save your soul, like Joseph did, you run. I don't know what you could be encountering with. I know my limits. I run. When I meet nose to nose with something I can't stand up with anymore, I run. It's okay to run. Hiding. If you decide you're going to hide, we were taught, make sure you bunker down. If you're going to choose hiding, don't go hide behind a paper-thin door that a foot's going to kick in. If you wind up hiding behind the paper-thin door, make sure you grab the file cabinet, the desk, the furniture, and everything, and then still go hide behind something. If you're really going to hide, hide. If you're in a spiritual attack and you need a place to breathe, anybody can say amen? You're hiding right now. This is the place to be. Is this the safest place? No, but we're hiding here. In here, for a devil to show up and show out, likelihood is like zero. Because somebody in here is going to be man enough or woman enough to shut that devil down. Promise you. That does not happen under the anointing of God. It does not. We have not seen a demoniac in here in a while that I'm aware of. If you're in here and you're asleep tonight, don't come up. This is not the good night to do it. This is not. We sang our songs before church. This is not. Amen? Amen. This is not the night, devil, to do your thing. You just stay quiet till the next service. When people come in contact and can't stand it no more, everybody needs a place to hide. Well, I like to hide at the beach, Brother Keith. And I go out there. I stay out there a week. My wife hides like that, too. That's not kind of hiding I'm talking about. Well, I really like the mountains, Brother Keith. I go way up in the woods. That's not the kind of hiding I'm talking about. They hid in a rock, in the cleft of a rock. That video, that's a nice picture, Sister Liz. That's about probably what you see when you be hiding in the cleft of a rock. In the rock, in the solid rock, we stand. Amen? How do you hide spiritually? You hide in Jesus' name. Bible teaches us there's a place called a strong tower the righteous run into, and they were safe. If you ever got to see such a thing, it was strategically placed where you could run, climb up a ladder, pull the ladder up in, close the door. You had the vantage point looking down on your enemy. You had a little arsenal and a little food in the strong tower, and it was on. If you had four or five people chasing you and you got in that tower, just be a matter of time, my brother Kevin. You'd be in the tower in Jesus' name going, hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Come on. Let me get back down. Let me be a little bit more patient here. Let me eat me another sandwich here. They're going to try to burn the leg of this thing down. I'll just throw them a rock, hit him in the head. Strong tower fighting. Sometimes we got to come in and come way in the church and sit and just be quiet and just be still. Because we don't always fight the same battles, amen? I would dare say that I've ever had a long, it's been a long time where I've seen the whole church campaign against something. At times, Brother McGuire has us praying that way and ministering that way, but a lot of times we come in here fighting our own battles. And we run in here, it's okay. It's a strong tower in Jesus' name. How many of you have seen the miraculous of just using Jesus' name? Why did that just happen? Well, if you think about it, you just said in Jesus' name. I would like to think when my brother-in-law and I got the Holy Ghost some years ago, he's dead now, he almost got in a wreck in Atlanta. And he said it was screeching, smoke flying, just like, couldn't put a piece of paper between him and another car. And another car's piled up. And I said, really? How bad was it? He said, dude, it went into slow motion. I said, oh, what'd you say? He said, it wasn't Jesus. He said, I'm going to go practice on that one. He said, I think I got that one on credit. I said, you serious? He said, it was not the first thing that came to my mind. I'm in a bad place. Because he wasn't hiding in the cleft of a rock. He wasn't hiding in Jesus' name at that time. Something we all get to learn. If you're a novice right now and you get out of here and pull out of that traffic light and you don't think Jesus is going to be the first thing come out your mouth when the tractor trailer comes skidding at you, you might ought to stay here a little bit longer tonight and stay in the rock. Amen? That's battle cry. That's battle talk. Amen? Last but not least, fight. If you're the guy that's going to punch the scarecrow in the head and drop him with one punch, bam, it's okay. Matter of fact, I might stand behind you just because for the moment. Go ahead, Brother Billy, hit him. James, go ahead and hit him. You know, at times, we are equipped, and we forget to, we got the equipment on us. Anybody ever done that? It's like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be scared. I can cast out devils in Jesus' name. I can heal the sick. I can raise the dead. We forget that scripture that I opened up with so quick. One of the most powerful scriptures that I like when I fight. That's tactical. That's maneuvering. That's in my mind. But sometimes when I get scared, because the enemy, boo, and I'm like, whoa, let me run like a little girl. And it's something I've conquered before, and I could have just took a moment and said, wait a minute, devil, in Jesus' name, and hit him right back. We were taught it doesn't take much. The guy that was teaching us had and I wish I had one. I'm not going to touch that thing over there because it's an electronic device, but he had the clicker for the video pad. Wasn't but about this big. And if Sister Celinda had me at point, You know I could throw this bottle at with all my might at her? What it would do? Anybody? It would what? It would bounce. But what would it do to her? Might. It'd at least make her go a little bit. You know how many people can't shoot like not on TV? A person with a gun, a little bit, Brother Kevin, is a lot, ain't it? If you study geometry and trajectory, if I can make Jared just move his pistol just a little bit, he's going to miss. I'm already could stand sideways, and he's hard enough to hit me now when I begin my run. Most people that flee and run and scatter when bullets are flying do make it. Most people that stay there and fight do make it. They showed us a video in a school board. Maybe some of y'all seen it. It was six men held at gunpoint at a school board, and a husband of a wife that was terminated went in there to get vengeance against the school board. The guy shot the gun at least five times, and he didn't hit anybody, and they were all like this far from me and Kevin and Cindy. And he missed. Two of the guys thought they were hit. They fell back. Oh. Don't it feel like that sometimes? Devil missed, but you were so scared. Oh, he got me. Fire a dart. Wait a minute. Ooh, I hope nobody saw that. Jesus' name. Stand back up like nothing happened. It's likely you can get hurt in the fight, but you're not going to die unless it's your time. Because all power is held in Jesus' hand. Brother Keith, what are you going to do? I don't know next time I do. I might cry. I wonder what that would do to the enemy. Might work. Throw him off. Most people that get under attack in public violence, you can run, and he's not going to chase you because he's after the slaughter. Brother Cron got to teach last week with us in college, in youth, and the main point for a good fight in church is to divide. He says, if he can divide, he can conquer. Brother Cron told us of church that was over 250 strong, that's gone now, right? Because it was kept dividing. It kept dividing. It kept dividing. It kept dividing. The first few licks, you could get a lot of people gone right away. Kept dividing. Kept sowing discord. But those that keep fighting, I know Brother Cron, some of those people did go to heaven. They just got scattered. Amen. When you fight, you would want to think that not much could do something. Some of us get so far out of line, the devil probably would jump if you said the blessing over your food. Some of y'all were so far out of line at times, now I lay me down to sleep, might make him go, what was that, man? You ain't prayed in months. Now I lay me down to sleep. You're trying to get the Holy Ghost again. That's where it starts. Just a little something. If you're that far, I don't know the last time you remember speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. But if it's been a long time, woo, just think if you would pray through till you spoke in tongues again, what the enemy would do. Come on. What was that? All it takes is just a little bit to get him off. If you are in a place that David went to Goliath, how many of y'all feel that sometimes? It's so big. The enemy's so bad. It's something that you cannot get over. The Bible says that David didn't have much, but with his little rock and his little sling, he took Goliath down. Just a little fight. Brother Dean, I don't know how far he was away. Maybe I would think they saw each other's eyes personally, because most of the battles, like I said last time, they were eye to eye. I believe he seen him go down. But David wasn't satisfied with that rock, was he? No, no. If y'all remember the stories, I'll go PG-13 again. He grabbed the sword of the enemy and cut the enemy's head off. That's what I'm talking about. That's fighting right there. Drug it back. Look what I got. Said it before his own that didn't believe in him. Amen? When we fight, if you're going to fight, and the enemy jumps on you, don't just knock him down. I'm sure that everybody went, ooh, the giant is down. But David, he just might get back up. It was just a rock. If you're fighting right now and you are winning the battle, Do not stop till you eliminate your enemy all the way. Had a man, I'm going to close with this one, probably, if I don't have another one. But I remember him telling me he was a Marlboro Red man. And he said he put his pack of cigarettes on his visor so he could look at it every day to show how much he conquered, like the Goliath did, like the head of Goliath was for David. It was a trophy for him. And I remember my pastor going to him and said, yeah, better put them cigarettes in the trash can. Better put them cigarettes in the trash can. I remember saying he was walking away. My pastor was an old country man. You better put them cigarettes in the trash can. You know, it wasn't long that Marlboro man came back. If you're fighting right now, whatever it is, and you almost got it licked, and you know you got it down, take the head off. Amen. Hope you enjoyed teaching tonight. Hope you remember, run, hide, fight. All of them are okay. Be ready, as Brother Chris said Sunday, when it's offensive. We taught a lot of defensive, but when it's offensive, sometimes you do not have time to react. Remember, Mark 16:16, that you do have the power, if you Holy Ghost filled, to cast out devils in his name, to raise sick people, to raise dead people. Drinks that are put on you cannot kill you. Amen. Let's all stand and be dismissed. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for tonight. We ask you, God, that we will remember it is okay to run.